Hello students, today we will start chapter number 8, Quadrilaterals, module 1. In this module, we will cover the following topics: a brief introduction to quadrilateral, angle sum property of a quadrilateral, different types of quadrilateral, properties of parallelogram, and we will go through the proof for some selected theorems. My dear children, in smaller classes we had studied about polygons. So, what is a polygon? A polygon is a closed figure made up of only line segments. Can you name the polygon with least number of sides? Yes, you are correct. It is a triangle. Quadrilateral is also a polygon made up of four line segments. Quadrilateral means four-sided figure. You can see quadrilateral ABCD here. It has four sides AB, BC, CD and DA. Four vertices: point A, point B, point C and point D. Four angles: angle A, angle B, angle C and angle D. We also know that in a polygon, when we join two non-consecutive vertices, we get the diagonals. So, a quadrilateral has two diagonals. Here, in this figure, they are AC and BD. Next, we will see the angle sum property of a quadrilateral. It states that the sum of the four angles of a quadrilateral is always 360 degrees. We can prove it. Given a quadrilateral ABCD, to prove angle A plus angle B plus angle C plus angle D equal to 360 degree. For this, the construction done is we join the diagonal AC. When we do so, the quadrilateral is divided into two triangles, triangle ABC and triangle ADC. We will apply angle sum property of triangle to both the triangles ABC and ADC. In triangle ADC, we get angle DAC plus angle ACD plus angle D equal to 180 degree. We mark this equation as 1. In triangle ABC, angle CAB plus angle ACB plus angle B equal to 180 degree. This is marked as equation 2. Adding equation 1 and equation 2, we get the LHS is added to LHS and RHS is added to RHS. When we do so, we get the final result as angle A plus angle D plus angle B plus angle C equal to 360 degree. Types of quadrilaterals. Children, we have already learnt about the types of quadrilaterals in lower classes. So, we will have a short recap of the same. Trapezium. It is a quadrilateral which has one pair of opposite sides parallel, or a quadrilateral with one pair of opposite sides parallel is called a trapezium. When both the pairs of opposite sides are parallel, then that quadrilateral is called a parallelogram. We had studied about the properties of parallelogram in 8th standard. We had learned opposite sides are parallel and equal, Second property, opposite angles are equal. Third property, the diagonals bisect each other. Fourth property, adjacent angles are supplementary. These were some of the properties of parallelogram. Rectangle. A parallelogram with one of its angles, a right angle, is called a rectangle. So, in a rectangle, because one angle is 90 degree, automatically all the other angles will become 90 degree because we will apply the properties of parallelogram in this rectangle, because rectangle is a parallelogram. One more important thing we should remember about rectangle is that the diagonals of the rectangle are equal. Next, rhombus. A parallelogram with all the sides equal is called a rhombus. Now, in rhombus, the diagonals are perpendicular bisectors of each other. Square. The parallelogram with one angle 90 degree and all sides equal is called a square. Now, with this, can you tell me the difference between a square and a rhombus? Yes, what you are thinking is correct. In a square, the diagonals are equal, and one more thing is that all the angles of a square should be 90 degree, that is right angle, whereas this condition is not needed in the case of rhombus. In rhombus, the only condition is that it is a parallelogram with all sides equal. There is no necessity that the diagonal should be equal or even the angle should be 90 degree. Kite. A quadrilateral with two pairs of adjacent sides equal is called a kite. You can see the figures in this slide. Children, there are some important points which you should always keep in mind. A square, rectangle, and rhombus are all parallelograms. A square is a rectangle and also a rhombus. A parallelogram is a trapezium, because in a trapezium, we need only one pair of opposite sides to be parallel, and that condition is satisfied by the parallelogram. A kite is not a parallelogram. A trapezium is not a parallelogram, as only one pair of opposite sides is parallel in a trapezium, and we require both pairs to be parallel in a parallelogram. A rectangle or a rhombus is not a square. Properties of a parallelogram. Children, you can also read aloud along with me. Property 1. A diagonal of a parallelogram divides it into two congruent triangles. Property 2. Opposite sides of a parallelogram are equal. Property 3. Opposite angles are equal. Property 4. Diagonals of a parallelogram bisect each other. Property 5. The adjacent angles of a parallelogram are supplementary. Theorem 8.1. A diagonal of a parallelogram divides it into two congruent triangles. We will prove this now. Given parallelogram ABCD and AC as its diagonal. The diagonal AC divides the parallelogram ABCD into two triangles, triangle ABC and triangle CDA. prove triangle ABC is congruent to triangle CDA. Proof. In triangle ABC and triangle CDA, BC is parallel to AD and AC is the transversal. Therefore, angle BCA is equal to angle DAC because they are pairs of alternate angles. AB parallel DC and AC is a transversal. Therefore, angle BAC is equal to angle DCA. Again, they are pair of alternate angles. AC is equal to CA because it is the common side for both the triangles. Therefore, triangle ABC is congruent to triangle CDA by ASA congruent rule. That is, we have proved that diagonal AC divides the parallelogram ABCD into two congruent triangles ABC and CDA. We just now proved that when a diagonal is drawn in a parallelogram, it divides it into two congruent triangles. So in the previous case, we got triangle ABC is congruent to triangle CDA by ASA rule. Therefore, AB is equal to CD and BC is equal to DA because they are the corresponding parts of congruent triangles. So here, what do we get? We are getting that the opposite sides of the parallelogram are equal, and that is theorem 8.2. It states that in a parallelogram, opposite sides are equal. In the same way, from the previous proof, as we proved that the two triangles are congruent, we get angle B is equal to angle D. It is again CPCT, that is corresponding parts of congruent triangles. Similarly, if we join diagonal BD, we can prove that triangle ABD is congruent to triangle CDB by ASA rule, and there we will get angle A is equal to angle C by CPCT. Therefore, what have we proved? That in a parallelogram, opposite angles are also equal. Theorem 8.6. The diagonals of a parallelogram bisect each other. Children, the proof is not given in the textbook, but we can try to prove it because these concepts of congruence and all we have learnt earlier. So the same thing we will be applying here to prove this theorem. Given parallelogram ABCD with diagonals AC and BD intersecting each other at O. To prove diagonals bisect each other, that is AO is equal to CO and BO is equal to DO. Proof. In triangle AOB and triangle COD. Children, when I am saying something, you have to see the figure also along with my explanation. So, in triangle AOB and triangle COD, angle AOB equal to angle COD. Why? Because they are vertically opposite angles, and we know that vertically opposite angles are equal. Next step, angle OAB is equal to angle OCD. They are alternate interior angles in the parallelogram. So, alternate interior angles are equal. AB is equal to CD. Why? Because they are the opposite sides of a parallelogram. ABCD. Therefore, triangle AOB is congruent to triangle COD by SAA congruent rule. And if the triangles are congruent, then the corresponding sides are also equal. So we get AO is equal to CO and BO is equal to TO because they are the corresponding parts of congruent triangles, triangle AOB and triangle COD. Therefore, we have proved that diagonals bisect each other. Theorem 8.7. If the diagonals of a quadrilateral bisect each other, then it is a parallelogram. So this statement is the converse of the previous theorem, where we proved that in a parallelogram, the diagonals bisect each other. Now this is the other way round. If in a quadrilateral, the diagonals bisect each other, then that quadrilateral is a parallelogram. Given quadrilateral ABCD in which diagonals bisect each other, that is AO is equal to CO and BO is equal to DO. To prove quadrilateral ABCD is a parallelogram. Proof. In triangle AOB and triangle COD, angle AOB is equal to angle COD, vertically opposite angles. AO is equal to CO, it is given to us. BO is equal to DO, this is also given to us. Therefore, triangle AOB is congruent to triangle COD by SAS axiom. Therefore, angle OAB is equal to angle OCD, corresponding parts of congruent triangles. Therefore, by alternate interior angles property, we got angle OAB equal to angle OCD. What are they? They are alternate interior angles. So we got alternate interior angles are equal. Therefore, AB is parallel to CD. Similarly, we can prove that AD is parallel to BC. So from these two statements, we have ABCD is a parallelogram. Theorem 8.8. A quadrilateral is a parallelogram if a pair of opposite sides is equal and parallel. In this, what is given to us, children? Quadrilateral ABCD with one pair of opposite sides parallel and equal. That is AB parallel CD and AB equal to CD. To prove quadrilateral ABCD is a parallelogram. Proof. In triangle ABC and triangle CDA, AB is equal to CD given. Angle CAB is equal to angle ACD because they are alternate interior angles. AC is equal to CA, common. Therefore, triangle ABC is congruent to triangle CDA by SAS axiom. Therefore, angle BCA is equal to angle DAC, corresponding parts of congruent triangles. Therefore, by alternate interior angles property, we get BC parallel to DA, we mark it as 1. AB parallel to CD, that is given to us, we mark it as 2. From 1 and 2, we have ABCD is a parallelogram. Why? Because both the pairs of opposite sides are parallel.